Good evening. This six parsha, Parshas Mishpotim, is the final parsha of the Shoivevim weeks. We're going through now the week, the Shoivevim, which is a matter of 6 weeks, which is telling us the whole structure of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the building of the Jewish nation, Kabbalah Satera, from Parshas Shemois until Parshas Mishpotim, which this week is Parshas Mishpotim. And in this period, from Shemois to Mishpotim, the whole structure of Am Yisrael has been built. In Shemois, we were all sunk into the Memteshar Tumah, we were part of the Egyptian culture. And the process started there, and Moshe Rabbeinu came and started wakening up a nation which is in a coma. They don't want to wake up, they don't want to cheer up, they don't want to take the responsibility of building a nation. And in the end, after the process of Makkos and of all the improvements and everything which tried to influence them, he succeeded to convince 20% to wake him up, and they were willing to leave and to receive the Torah. And then the following weeks we learn Parshas Yisroi, leaving Mitzrayim and receiving the Torah, Shalach, the Kriyas Yamsuf, the Shira. But finally, Parshas Mishpotim. What is Mishpotim? Mishpotim is the monetary laws in all the Ben Odom, mostly Ben Odom L'Chaveiroi. The interaction between people to people, if a person damages a person hurts a person, or buys a slave, or anything and everything. And that's the culmination, that's the graduation of the Jewish nation. When you take your classes which you received in Sinai, in the Midbar, and you put them into Lemaisa, that's the end of Shoivevim. And I think, I don't know if I remember if I spoke to this group about Shoivevim, why is those weeks a special week which is appropriate for Tshuva, for Cheshbon HaNefesh, that actually we are not being just existing, we're continuously rejuvenating, continuously rebuilding. Every year is a whole cycle. Every year we get a high level. Probably heard it many times before, which I like to always to use. Our life is like a year cycle is like a spiral staircase. A spiral staircase, when you make a full round, you can never be on the same level where you start. You're either floor above or floor below. We always make a shechayonu about the whole machzor, about the whole circle, and we finish the Torah in a circle. That means the shevivim, the process of leaving Mitzrayim, receiving Torah, and putting him into action to Mishpotim of last year is not the same as this year. Hopefully this year, and definitely you as a group, you definitely want to go higher than we were a year ago. It's no question about it. I must say, to compliment you, I happened to be last week in England, and in a rushy situation. I was there only, I was mostly in Manchester, gave seminars there, but I was also in London. I was only in London a day and a half, two nights in a day. And they heard about me, I'm there, and all of a sudden they passed the range, because one person over there, in your situation, received tapes, tremendously uplifted her, and she managed to get together 10, 12 ladies, in a very short term, a very short time, about a new situation, and said she would never believe in England, which is a very reserved, cold, private place, and everyone says mind your own business, and they're very cold, they don't need the support, and everyone is self-supportive over there. But she wouldn't believe that in no time she got together 12 ladies, and it was in a private house, and it was in one day I gave 5 classes and many days. And I was there. And I reminded myself one of the first classes which was given to you here. And I saw their reaction, exactly as was your reaction. And I saw to what extent you had grown, to what extent you made it. And I told them, all the questions coming out, Hashem should not, I don't want to be special. Hashem should love me less. Hashem shouldn't pick and choose me. All of these questions that you heard, which I used to hear before. Baruch Hashem, I don't hear it anymore. Once in a while it pinches, once in a while it hurts. But at least we're not in such a bitter complaint, and we don't give so fast up our special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I saw myself 3 years back, behind. And I told him, I'm not disappointed with your questions because I'm used to that. What I wish, I can't give you monthly what I'm giving here, but you should get all the tapes and order all the tapes, and you should hear it well. Probably going to be back in the next few moments, a few extra months again, in 3-4 months I'm going to be there again, fine. But I must say, the same thing is in Eretz Yisrael. Every one group, and the credit of the information of the is belonging to you because you have put in the effort, and being told it's a joke is being told. I don't know, this is not the reason why a Bechor gets a double portion and by Yerusha. Why a Bechor is getting, because he's entitled, because the parents learned on him, the grades of him. He was you in this respect, you had the Bechor, everything has learned on you. So you deserve a double portion of your schar. It's all the things which goes further. It has been developed by Hashem, and a special schus for our host, that she's the whole master planner of the whole thing. She had the guts to bring it together and to initiate them and pulling and schlepping one by one. I mean, if she would have known what is waiting for her for that, she would never stop smiling from ear to ear, no matter under what circumstances. Okay, Baruch Hashem. So the Shevavim, the circle, the cycle which we have a regrowth is a higher growth. I mean, I just came into the point that we hopefully that our schus of Yetzias Mitzrayim and receiving the Torah of this year is in a higher level than it was in last year. And the purpose of Cheshbon HaNefesh, if you're making Shevavim, in order we should take advantage of the schus that you have this year to grow in Steigen. And there's no limits to Steigen. There's no limits in Simcha B'Tav Levav, in accepting our roles, accepting as our mission, the way Hashem gives it to us. Now, I'll go back to a very beautiful statement of the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon. And I'm plugging it in to the structure of the Jewish nation, the way they have been built, the way they originated, and the way they graduated. The Gaon says, Iker Nesines Torah in Mitzvahs LeYisrael. The whole purpose, the whole goal of giving Torah in Mitzvahs to the Jewish people, why did Hashem give them? What does it have to deliver? It has been given Ela only for one purpose, Kedei Losum Es Bitchoinam Vashem, in order to put their trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the final accomplishment. The effect which a Jew has to derive from Shmiras Torah Mitzvahs is Bitochen. Losum Bitochen B'Hashem. They should put total reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we see only those people who looked for that and they practiced Bitochen, they were the one who left Mitzrayim. As the Navi says, Koi Omar Hashem, so Hashem said, Zuchar Tiloch, I remember for you, Chesed Nireich, you chesed, that you volunteered. You did chesed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Baruch Hu needs a nation, and here is the potential of the nation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is depending on the people. They should wake up and they should want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have done anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take clay and make a nation out of it. But then that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's making. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that Am Yisrael should make himself. Somebody asked me in the previous shir, How do you talk to a person so alienated from Yiddishkeit? How do you waking him up? How do you tell him it's nothing to do with Yiddishkeit? What can you tell him that he should try to want to be, to know Yiddishkeit? So I said, I don't understand your question. If you were to be Chinese people, and I want to go to an American person, I want to make him Chinese. That's a question. How do you make an American person Chinese? Because Chinese are Chinese. But what is Yiddishkeit? This person which you're asking, how can you make him a Yid? That's the way we were. Avraham Avinu was that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make Yidin and Goyim, and then we ask, how can I make a Goy a Yid? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make a Frum people, a Frum nation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't produce the thousands of Roms. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't produce even one Avram. Avram produced himself. Avram was him. We were in Mitzrayim. And that's exactly what the Maral explains. There's not one person who cannot grow to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, because who am I? What does it mean, who am I? Moshe, who was Moshe Rabbeinu? Who was Avraham Avinu? Who was Am Yisrael? They were all nothing. They were all in Memtei Sha'aretim. Avraham Avinu worshipped every Avodah Zorah. Worshipped every Avodah Zorah. He researched and philosophized, and it wasn't his fault. His father taught him. His society taught him. What made him to Avraham Avinu? And what it made him to Avraham Avinu, that could be penalized. Every guy could be penalized for that. Why didn't you make yourself into Avraham Avinu? Doesn't mean he had to become a Yid. He didn't have to go to Asura Nisyonis. But Avraham Avinu had to come. And if Avraham Avinu, Nefesh HaShu'us V'chor, Avraham Avinu had tens of thousands of Hasidim which believed in Avraham Avinu, didn't become Yidin. So it's a very beautiful thing. Yeah, every Goy has to become a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, but you don't have to become a Yid. What does it mean to Avraham Avinu? Respect the truth. Live the truth. Live the truth. And there's a truth to the Goy too. The Sheva Mitzvah Benoach is the truth of a Goy. It's absolutely the truth. You can't avoid the truth. And don't be a victim to the opposite of truth, which is false, which is sheker. And this is something which every person could be penalized. Why don't you search for the truth? Why aren't you a truthful person? And of course, every person is being asked the question in their level. Now, you ask, how can you take an alienated Jew and talk about Yiddishkeit? You have to tell him, how did Avraham Avinu become a Yid? He stopped from his daily routine life, which was dominated and controlled by society, and started thinking, this cannot be. And when he discovered the truth, he disconnected himself from society and adapted himself to the truth. He went so far that he was willing to sacrifice everything for the truth, to the point that he became a Yid. So Hashem gave him the 10 Nisyonos. And if you're willing to sacrifice 100% of yourself, that's a Yid. 100% nullification. A Goy doesn't have to sacrifice 100% because the truth does not demand such a big carbon. But be truthful. But now that we are Yidin, and now we know that Moshem is Terosem is everything, that's beauty. And I'm saying it especially to all of you, because we have to search the truth too. Every person is on level. And whenever there's a pain, whenever there's a hurt, which there is, if we confront the absolute truth, which is Bitochen, that the pain and the situation comes from Hashem, and if Hashem does it, I know what he does is the right, and this is the absolute truth, then I have to be able to alleviate my pain with it. And that makes me especially, that's again confronting the truth. I came back last night from a seminar. One of the best joke I ever heard, a beautiful joke, a pleasant joke. We had a 4-day seminar for secular people in Hanover, New Jersey. And it was a very nice seminar, from Thursday night till Monday night. Very nice people, intelligent people, fine people. And usually at the end of the seminar, for the secular people, there's a symposium, the last 3-4 hours. And everyone has an opportunity to come up and say a few words, what the seminar taught him, what does it take on. It's like encouragement, people take encouragement. Baruch Hashem always have beautiful results. 2 years ago we had a couple of our seminar in Baltimore, and now I met him here again in Baruch Hashem. It's a tzitzis and a woman with a little shekel, and the children go to yeshiva. They live in Philadelphia, and then he starts speaking to me that he still has one problem. He has 4 stores. He just can't like him Shabbos. He's not working. He's showing him Shabbos, but he can't. Most of the business is Shabbos, and he can't even make a shtar mechira, which sometimes he can because the managers are all Israeli guys, and it's not possible here and there. So I said, "Mister, you're not keeping Shabbos. You're keeping Shabbos, eating children, singing smiras, but you have a Shabbos running for you." He says, "I know, but what?" So anyway, I came to the second seminar. So yesterday, he committed already, called up the stores, the Shabbos is closing, he's finished. And like a card, like he says, "I may go back, or so I may send you my resume," he says to me, "I may lose my business." But at the second seminar, so last night, at a symposium, where it came up, a very intelligent lady came up and says, "You want to know what this seminar did to me? I just realized they packed these suitcases before because they went late. I just realized I finished packing my suitcase and had not put in a towel of the hotel in the suitcase." I told her, I appreciate your honesty. Now, you could be sure that so many lectures, none of them ever had told her, "Please don't steal a towel." Nobody spoke about that. But when a person finds out the truth, there's a mission, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's justice, there's Elam Mishpotim, Ashatosim Lefneim, person starts thinking, it's become natural. Now, obviously, I don't know if this person, that was his custom or not. I must say, I felt very guilty. Maybe it's not wrong to say what I'm saying, I'm damaging my own reputation. When I come there, it's the Ramada Hotel, it's a very beautiful hotel, and there was lotion, little bottles, lotion with all kind of things, little souvenirs. So usually I take them as a souvenir, I bring them to my daughter. I have to bring her some gift, I bring her, and in fact it's made for use, and I'm not using it, it's paid for that anyway. So I'm entitled to take it. It's in the room. It's entitled to, it's for my use, it's only one, it's a souvenir. And since I was there alone, but the room was paid, my wife wasn't there, so it wasn't used. So I take him. And I did pack him in my suitcase. I felt almost to go up and throw it out, but then I said, no, it's not the same thing. A towel is a towel. But the psychology is the same. The psychology, just like I could not resist not to take something which is free, because there's a certain selfishness, what is in for me. And you can't resist. And it's good. You could accumulate, you're never going to use them, but it has to be taken. You can't let it go. Okay? This psychology is by her with a few steps further, which the Leusignoif of a towel does not play a role. She brings a souvenir, a towel. Either there is a love in the Tori Leusignoif that's not a part of the hotel bill. Okay? That does, the minute when you don't have Tori, so my souvenir concept, by her, extends it to a towel, and by other person will extend to a pillow, and the third one to a television. And that's the way it goes. Because if you don't, and all of this comes because of lack of bitoch. Why can't we resist something which is free, available, and not to take hold on to? Why can't we resist? Because we have no confidence. We want to be secured. You want to be secured. And just like when you go in a slidey, snowy sidewalk, and a tree already, you will grab, you will hold on to. We always like to have this extra little confidence. We always worry, will I have enough? Will I have this? We need money. We need. And the lack of bitochen, we become fearful. And because we are fearful, so we grasp any kind, we hold on to anything which could be. And this is even the towel is also a hold on. It costs $2. $2 is something. If a person is totally relying on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Samach Livai, Batuach Bashem, is a Batuach, he could never be tempted. He could never be tempted by other value, because nothing, he doesn't need it. He doesn't need it at all. It's the fact, just because it's free, you don't have to take it. You don't have to take it just because it's free. So this is coming all the foundation that we are so weak and we fall, is the real foundation is because we're missing the foundation of bitochen. And there's many dargas, there's many levels in bitochen. Now, Yidin in Mitzrayim, if Hashem complimented us, till today, Koy Omar Hashem Zuchartel Chesen Reich, Ahavas Kvulay Saich, Lechtech Achrei Bamidvar Be'eris Vezeruah. You went after me into Midvar, in a land which is not planted, not growing. In other words, you went after me to unknown destiny, to unknown future. You relied on me because I'm following you. Now, how did 80% of you didn't go? It's a very important message, a very psychological message. We could be all the same victims today. Imagine a person is in a concentration camp in Auschwitz, in Treblinka, and he gets the meager little piece of bread a day, whatever they get. But Lemaise, they survived a little. All of a sudden being told, come after me, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes, and we have to go in out to the desert. And now they have to choose, they have to give up this little support, this shampoo, this towel, this little meager bread, the little support which is definite in your hand, to go into unknown destiny, to desert. You may get nothing, you may get everything, I don't care, but I don't know. How many of us would leave the total unknown destiny when you have something? When you have something. And here we prove that 80%, they said, the more secure holding on to little nothing, as long as I hold on to, not to open my hand and close my eyes and follow after something on total unknown destiny, even Hashem is there, Moshe Rabbeinu is all the Nisim. So it's very important, very important. That's the weakness of people. And we have to do the same thing today. But 80%, they weren't fools. I mean, you see miracles, you see makas, you see everything, and you're in trouble. They hate you. But to let go something, I don't know if you remember, I used to say it in the Rosh Hashanah time. This is the famous Moshe of Rabbeinu Yoina, which I never understood until I came with my explanation, understanding what Rabbeinu Yoina meant. That it says, what is so terrible if somebody doesn't do tshuva, seris amei tshuva? Why is it worse off a person doesn't do tshuva, seris amei tshuva, than he doesn't do tshuva in the middle of the year? And it begins the Moshe, like a group of people, they were in prison, and they wanted to get out. And they got together, and they dug a tunnel, they plotted, they dug a tunnel, and they managed a long process of work, they dug a secret tunnel out, and they escaped. And everyone escaped, and one of them had not escaped. Comes the warden, he comes in, he says, everyone escaped, and he sees this fool is dead, he didn't escape, he started beating him, you fool, why didn't you run? That's the Moshe of Rabbeinu Yoina. It means to say, we are all criminals, we sit in a jail, comes to say, listen, achieve it, there's a tunnel, because Bach is accepting us, could you get rid of it? And you're still sitting in your jail, you're not running away, so you're being beaten. That's the Moshe. So I asked on this Moshe Akasha, this is a nice guy, I mean, what? Those are criminals, they're running out of the responsibility, they dug in the tunnel. And he should be promoted. He's a loyal prison sitter. You know, why should he be punished of that? Why does he deserve punishment? And then I said, because the prison is not a prison. He says, he's comfortable. He says, prison is not a prison, that you don't even realize, he doesn't acknowledge that he's a criminal, that he sits in a prison, takes it for granted, this is an apartment. And it means that he doesn't even have a sense of guilt, he did anything wrong, therefore he deserves the prison. This is good. This is his home. There's no point of running out. That is the punishment. Now I'm adding, in prison, vinished, you get protection. You get a roof over your head. You get this little meager bread. That's Mitzrayim, but you're getting protected. Leaving to the unknown destiny, for the hope of escape and freedom, but at the same time also risking a danger, I'd rather blood here, stay here, which is sure is sure, than to go to unknown destiny. That exactly was the challenge which they had in Mitzrayim. And 80% said, I'd rather stay in Mitzrayim with a little bit, but secured, than to be unsecured, unpromised, unseen, only with the promise I have Hashem. And that's the competition against Bitochen. Last night I discovered this insight. You see, the Tzanzer Ozechon Ebrocha was such a Baal Tzedokah, it was so much Oivet that you couldn't sleep and there was a dollar in the house. When there was a coin in the house, you couldn't sleep. You had to get rid of the money before you went to sleep. It was everything given, every night, emptied out. It's the same as the response, you couldn't fall asleep. And then you start to look around the fountain and there was somewhere money. And immediately send it away and fall asleep. So there's garbage. So actually, people tell the story that what kind of Baal Tzedakah was, which is also true, but the story goes deeper. Why did bother him the dollar? Because if you have a dollar in your hand, you're missing bitachon. Because whatever you have in front of you, in other words, I see Baruch Hashem a plate of cake in front of me. At this moment, I'm not at all afraid I'm going to starve to death in the next hour. For the next week, yeah. I'm not, right? And this is lack of bitachon. Because Chazal tell us, Mishyesh la pas v'salad, the one who has bread in his basket for today, has bread for today. The doyeg al mochor is worried for tomorrow, harizeh mikat namona. He's a small believer. He's no hasn't got enough bitachon. So what's push up shot? What is that? If Hashem gave you for today, Hashem probably going to give you tomorrow too. And the old Beit Zerosh of Sochadov said, if somebody has bread now and he worries for tomorrow, he's a katnamona because he's not worrying for today. Because today you're relying on the bread, not on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How do you know? Maybe you're going to suffocate by the first bite. This is the lame Rutsi Schlingen. Maybe you can't even swallow it and digest. So, but minutes before when I said, there's a plate of cake for a feed. And do you need betochen not to starve from that? No, but you need a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You need a Kodesh Baruch Hu because without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can't even swallow, you can't digest. You can have all the cakes, you can't digest at all. And this is called betochen. So what is competing against betochen? So betochen about, I'm not going to starve for hunger for the next few hours, is the plate of cake. That's my competition. A dollar, when I have to make a telephone call. Many people carry to make sure a spare quarter somewhere always hidden somewhere. You know, they want to be reliant. Chassos are getting stacked and you think they should always have a quarter. Again, they rely on the quarter more on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every little hold on is competing with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you're missing a Kodesh Baruch Hu out. This is the Madrega of Bitochen. And if a person does not exercise with this, so Abner said Pshat in Tzantzorov, he wanted to sleep in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's arm. He wanted to be cozy in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's choice. He didn't want to have a dollar in the house. Because wherever he has the dollar, hot the dollar. In an American dollar, it's printed in God we trust. Okay, because that's the God. The God is the dollar, which they have this, but it's positive. And a piece of paper, there's no in God we trust. It should have a buying power. This is Bitochen. And that was the test of the Jewish people, that what is demanded of the Jewish people, Ahavas Kluloi Sayach. Kluloi Sayach means Nichlal. You want to be inclusive in me. You want to come totally after me. A Chosen Kala, when they're getting married, when a Kala is agreeing to become a Kala of the Chosen, it's not because he gave her a financial contract to guarantee this and this is going to take. He says, I'm your husband, I have my responsibility, that's it, more than that. That's the proper way of talking. In America, it's a different thing. What do you have in the bank? What do you get in the thing? It's a different. So, sort of Zabunan. When we went after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, they become your Kala, that's all. We don't ask you questions. And whatever you're going to give, you give. Whatever you don't give is also good. That's by the way to be talking. It's not that I'm confident you're going to give what I want, because that means you have bitochen in you. You have confidence that I'm in the right hands, you're not going to shortchange me. That's called bitochen. And this is the schus of the 20% they gave up. And this little mitzri, the mitzrayim, how little they gave him, the little protection. And obviously, the little protection, interesting. The Torah says, there's a side mitzri. Ki geir hu yiso ba'artzoi. Hashem, a sensitive person, and a real good person, Oyvid Hashem, we have developed a very high sensitive line of Hakuras HaTov. Hakuras HaTov is a very important thing because that is our whole connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hakuras HaTov, Hakuras HaTov. Thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu all the time. And if there is lack of Hakuras HaTov, this Kfuya Tova, we don't recognize the Tova, that undermines the whole relationship of the Nibroim to the Boyle. That's the whole situation. Kodesh Baruch Hu created us, that he's good, and Tachlis HaTov Lehetiv, and we should acknowledge what we receive from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, we always thank Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shiras, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Svoy Joy, Moidim and Achtu Loch, this is the highest thing of Kodesh HaTov. And the Gemara says, Kodesh HaTov goes to such a degree, if somebody opens you the door, you owe him your nefesh, you owe him your soul, you have to die. He made you a Tov. On the slightest little thing, there's a Kodesh HaTov. To the point that Torah teaches us a Kodesh HaTov, this is side mitzri. Don't despise and don't hate this mitzri. He gave you sabarza. He was machnes oirech. After all, he gave you shelter. He gave you cover. So like you would say, don't despise this German, and therefore the third generation, you should accept him as a comet, you know? He gave you sabarza. When you were in the concentration camp, he gave you the little meager piece of bread. I effectively killed all of you. This is a different cheshm. But lemaisa, there was some security which he gave you. So one end you have to end is Hakores HaTov, which he gave you. And how do you know that Hakores HaTov is something? Unfortunately, 80% were not willing to give up on that. to go to unknown destiny for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, it shows you that for something. Why do you have to be Makar Tova? Because the more I'm Makar Tova for that little nothing, for that little something that I got, the more appreciation I have that I abandoned it, and I went after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very deep message. It's a very deep Nekuda, which I just said. In other words, we have to be contradictive in our own selves. On one end, I have to be Makar Tova what I have, and the more Makar Tova I have, but then even you have to let it go in order to go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the foundation of Bitochen. And the graduation of the Am Yisrael is Parshas Mishpatim, is again Bitochen. It's almost not possible with all our human weaknesses which we possess that we should be able to fulfill our halachas and our mitzvahs and our requirements. It's almost not possible. We should be able to fulfill halachas and requirements without Bitochen. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu puts us all of the dinim in the Torah, in the monetary dinim, in all the responsibility, interrelationship between man to man, not to hurt a person, if there is a lack of Bitochen. Don't revenge. All of those things is had all to do with Bitochen. Knowing everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody on the world is hurting me. If we just, I think we spoke about it once, but the story is good to repeat. We could all appreciate the love, don't eat chazer. None of us could see ourselves in any given way eating chazer. It's a love. Could no one could in his wildest imagination seeing himself going into a store eating chazer. Now, why not? So many people do eat chazer because it's a lois chazer. You're not supposed to do. None of us could see himself dressing in klayim. It's a lois chazer. There's no question about it. And most of us can't see himself to dig into somebody else's pocket and take out a dollar. It's a lois chazer for his signals. And we can't see it. Just to transgress eating chazer, we wouldn't do. And the Torah says, Lo Sikoin, don't revenge. If a person embarrassed you, don't answer. If a person hurt you, don't give it back to him. If a person was not nice to you, didn't want to lend you the mixer, and next week he comes to you with no bush on his face, can you lend me a mixer? My mixer broke down. Give it. And if you don't give it because you don't deserve it, you're even a Lo Sasa. Lo Sasa like Eid Chazer. Is that fair? Somebody gave you a patch. Somebody embarrassed you. You patch back. You should be over the same loisas as eating a chazer. The same loisas. This is a loisas. This is a loisas. How do we accept such a thing? What does Hashem demand from us? A person said something bad, hurt you, and Hashem says, loisas, don't hate him in your heart. Don't keep in your heart any hatred against him. I mean, they're human beings. And if you do it, you make the same transgression as eating chazer. What is Hashem expecting of us? The answer is, if you could hate a person who hurt you, you don't believe Hashem runs your life. Could anyone hurt you if Hashem doesn't want to hurt you? If you went to land to borrow a mixer, the person didn't want to give you. You know why they didn't want to give? Because you don't deserve a mixer. Hashem didn't want to give a mixer. It's no question about it. You remember my joke, okay? I didn't get supper. I don't deserve supper. There's no point of being angry at my wife. This is the animami. This is Bitochen. This is the unknown destiny that we are living with. What does it mean, unknown destiny? Not only we take in the physical terms, on lechtech achrei b'midbar, living in a nice Borough Park house, with a nice car, with your bank account, with everything. Well, I hope Hashem if he's not going to test us with such a test. What would happen? And I'm afraid we're going to fail. At least 80% of us, no question about it. But let's hope we should be between the 20%. If today should come uncontested Elyonovi, uncontested, today everyone speaks about Mashiach, but it's pretty much contested. But I'm talking about uncontested Moshe Rabbeinu, Machs Makas, mit Nissan, mit everything. But after all, we are all American bred children. We live in American culture. And he says, time came to redemption, Ali Daf and Shiviti, and there's no doubt about him. No doubt. They Macht Nissan and Mofsen. The guy creating markers and everything. And he says, you know what? We have to start working towards bringing the real Mashiach. We all have to do tshuva. And when we have to do tshuva, you just empty your pockets, leave everything behind you, and we're going to march out into unknown destiny. The unknown destiny, why is it? We're going to get to the Sahara Desert. Think good if you would be the one who really ready to do that. Would you really ready to do that? And we think, of course. We take it in the first glance. We say, of course, I would ready to do it. But when I've spoken once to an old man, one singular person, a choshev yid, even a shtikel talmud chacham, sits and learns all day long, dams three times a day, a choshev yid, he's now, I think it was Alman, he was childless, and the man was a multimillionaire. And was living by a close relative, and did a big favor if you paid for the food. And they did it just for Shem Mitzvah. And you had to talk about him to give it savor, that his money shouldn't be taken away by the Uncle Sam. And should be at least done in such a way that money shouldn't be wasted and should be given to the family, to the by where they live, for their children and for the yeshivas, whatever has to be done. And you spoke to him about it, he blew up on the spot. What does it mean? I'm never going to die. Never going to die, because just to think about it, to make it savor, he was not willing to sacrifice that security. I'm holding this money controlled. Nobody knew exactly where the money is even. I just showed the psychology, the weakness of people, that they have a weakness that you want to hold on to certain security. Again, he could be 80 years old, and Gitchen Bal Shtar, and there's a Rabbeinu Shalom, and there's going to be a Bezer Shamanin. All believes in that. But this is unknown destiny. Now, the unknown destiny could be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sarim, could be in the Midbar, could be Moshe Rabbeinu. And all that you had against it is nothing. You have the Mitzrayim, you borrow back homes. Would you leave this and go into unknown destiny? I don't think so fast that you would. That was the challenge, which was, because again, like a bitochen, and this is what we have to be trained. So how do we train? So when Hashem gives us this process of mitzvahs, what do, what don't do, every mitzvah has a sgula which develops the person. You become a quality person. Torah mitzvah is actually purifying us, makes us a different people. So when I'm sensitive about the mitzvah Hashem, here I'm learning about HaKoros HaToiv, there's a sensitivity about appreciating other person. Now why should I appreciate other person? He said, well, Hashem did it to me, another person was picked as a shliach. I have to appreciate the shliach. At the same time, Hashem said, you get a patch, but Hashem gave me a patch. Not the other person. And the other person is too bad. It's a business for him. He has to straighten up his accounts. Why Hashem made him as a messenger. All this living, thinking, this was Avraham Avinu, thinking the truth and getting clarification, and never mind what you feel, never mind what you heard, never mind your society, never mind what people we have been conditioned with, leib the emes. Live the truth. It's Hashem, and that's the ultimate, and that's the right thing, and that's my mission in life, and that's what I'm comfortable with. That has to be trained and trained and experienced, and we need training continuously. In every little situation which comes up, every time a person comes up and hurts you, and you could so easily give it back, and you have the urge to do it, and it's all your human nature to do it, and then you stop yourself. And how can you stop yourself? How can you not hate him? After all, could anyone touch me? It's not Hashem. That's bitochen. You're always walking with the Kodesh Baruch Hu 24 hours a day. That's Eilam Mishpotim. There's hardly, almost not possible fulfilling the mitzvahs in Eilam Mishpotim, the monetary interaction between people and people, not hurting, not offending, and so on. So, if there is Hashem not with you 24 hours a day, in no way can you not fail. So why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu make such an imposition on that? Says, Nami, Hashem didn't want to dafka protect that person, done revenge. Hashem doesn't want to just hurt you to fight yourself. Hashem wants to make an impression on you by giving you these restrictions and limitations that to force you to think there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's going to bring a cause. That's what the Gaon says. The whole purpose and accomplishment of Torah Mitzvah, which is supposed to deliver a man, to develop a man, is so it comes out. Any little event which comes across our table, our life, is actually a tool, is an exercise, is a class, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to become more Bala B'tchoinim. B'tchoinim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much more is your personal life, what you are going through, which is ongoing, 24 hours a day, 360 days a year, ongoing every tefillin, every krechzen, every sign, every need, which you continuously need to bring bitachon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, there's a lot of degrees and a lot of levels in Bitochen. The more it hurts, to alleviate that hurt, you could only alleviate, you know. I just give the muscle. If you have a little headache, you take one Bufferin. If it's a severe headache, you take two. If you have a migraine headache, you take three Bufferin. In other words, if we should take Bitochen as a Bufferin pill, the more it hurts, the more Bitochen pills we have to take in. But what is the result? The Baruch Hashem is hurting so much. Because the more Kol Bitochen we take in, the more closer we get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more closeness we got to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Ikar. That's the whole lawsuit between Hashem and to be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. This is the whole thing. And then when we understand this and we acknowledge this, then a person, that's the key, that's the final graduation, is that a person could say, I'm thanking you for my role which you gave me, because only through this role I came to that level where I can. If we use this, what Hashem is doing to us, to alleviate ourselves to get to the level we're supposed to get. It hurts. Well, obviously, if it wouldn't have hurt, then we wouldn't have to use the bitochen. So therefore, as we many times mentioned, the way to alleviate your pain is not to keep yourself busy in business, is not by running away from a situation and not to get exposed to a situation which hurts us. It doesn't hurt to confront the situation, and even if it gets a tzip, and even it hurts, but every time it hurts, the Rebbeinu Shalom comes next, and that gets closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the compensation, the relief which you get to the Kodesh Baruch Hu has to be so great and so appreciated. Once we feel our closeness to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the person has to be able to say all heart that Kodesh Baruch Hu was worthwhile. It is worthwhile. It is worthwhile. However, and many people ask me, if that's because why do we ask him to be Raver and Geholfen? And the answer to that is, first of all, that's the mitzvah. Number two, because Hashem wants us to continue to, there's long days of Chusun, the long days of the mitzvah to be mispalad, we have to make the shtadlis. And it will accomplish either way the benefit. Will Hashem listen to our tefillahs? So we mispalad, we fulfilled our mitzvah. Plus we got what we deserve to have. So that's no question there's a benefit. And if Hashem gave us a different mission, because the infant children will be already fulfilled already, that part of the mitzvah is not a punishment. Because after all this effort in Bitochen, there is no room for punishment. But why does Hashem still doesn't give it? Because obviously fulfilled our mitzvahs. And there's no point of crying, why can't I fulfill the mitzvah period with you? Because I don't cry, why I'm not a kohen. I'm not a kohen. Obviously I had to be one day a kohen, because every Hashem has a shaychus to that. So once if Hashem doesn't give, so it's obviously I'm accepting us. This was not my role in life, I have a different role in life. Then appreciating Hashem, then I'm accepting my life with the unknown destiny. Lech techa midbar. In today's time, where we're living today, very, I don't know what to say, fortunate or unfortunate, to go around a little bit around the world, nobody's exempt. No community, no family, no private people. Things are happening which, I don't know, maybe the world is too small that you hear everything, but tragedies are happening, I never heard of such a type of tragedy, getting into such a surprises, and it shakes up everyone. It shakes up everyone. And this is being told, it's going to be before Ikus for the Mashiach. It's not news. It's absolutely not news. We're going through, as Chazal tell us, before Mashiach will come, Tzur is going to come, and you wouldn't be able to relieve yourself for a moment. Gal achre gal, wave after wave. One bad besura comes, the next besura comes, the next besura comes. You hardly get up of this one, you get up, you go from one levi to the other levi, from one situation, from the other tragedy to the other tragedy. Who's filming? And nothing helps. You can't leave it. You can't leave it. No doctors, no money, nothing. Nothing will help. Because Baruch is smarter than everyone, even if it's... The answer is, there's no, this is lechtech achra b'midbar, just to have bitochen. We don't have to understand things. This is called lechtech achra b'midbar. We all like to know what's going to be in Favudas. Many times people say, the Goran God, but why? What does Hashem want for me? Where will it lead? Tell me, Tim and Shalarekech, just go. Remember, Hashem, al tachkar achra b'midbar. Don't try to know what's going to be. El kol mashi yovelech, I'm saying the voice of Rashi. Everything which you're going to be, tikablam, I'm accepting. What does Hashem want? That's tmima. That's bitochen. This is lech techachra b'midbar of this today. And we graduate with the same mitzvah with what we started. We started with bitochen. Lech Techacha Bamidbar. And he graduates, he's going to be Mekabel from Mashiach, Dosa Lech Techacha Bamidbar. Except it's not a physical desert, it's more a spiritual, unknown destiny. We all, none of us know what expects us tomorrow. None of us know what expects us tomorrow. And the greatness of the Jew comes when he could look and confront the future with a full confidence. Baruch Hashem, we have Hashem. Baruch Hashem, Hashem is behind it. And when tragedy hits, we have to be able to say, Baruch Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu trusted us, and we could do it. But nothing could relieve us in these days, no help, except Torah, in Ashkofe Torah, what you hear. That's the only medication. I was in England last week, in Wednesday, and then I was a week before, a very chashuva lady was murdered in London. And the whole town was shattered. And all of a sudden, other chashuva lady, a younger lady, a big askonis, a tzedekis mamish, fell in a coma, 1, 2, 3, and in 2, 3 days, and they said till him, I was middle giving a seminar in Manchester, they were stopped, elder girl said to say till him, everything was upside down. And I had to speak in a girl's school, say that later, at 2:30, and I was middle speaking in a koiler, middle speech of the koiler, found the lady passed away. So I came to say the Torah, he says, you have to come, you have to quiet down the girls, because all the girls have tilled for the last 3 days. And hearing so many things, you know, from Manchester, Shashiva passed away. Hearing such tragedies after tragedies. And you have to speak to young people and say, what is happening to us? And the answer is, what is happening to us? You know, Hashem should give you that you should experience this moshul. Forgive me for using this moshul, but if it pinches you, again, this bitochon, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Hashem should give you the bracha, you should remember this moshul, you should experience this moshul. When a woman becomes pregnant, it's very unpleasant, but there's many ways how to make pleasant the pregnancy stage. And they take all kinds of techniques, and they learn Lamaj, you know, whatever it is, breathing, whatever, to relieve their pain. And there's all kinds of things to relieve the discomfort. But the closer it comes to the birth, but when it comes to the labor pain, to the final moments before delivery, no pill, no lamage, no dose, no shtick, nothing will help. Nothing on the world will help. The only thing which should help is understanding, soon I'm going to have this long, long, long expected baby. And when you think about that, that's the only thing which will calm you down, the only thing which will save a space to suffer. We, in the long 2,000 years of Golus, it's a long pregnancy to the birth of Mashiach. And the early stages, a lot of things helped, all kind of things. Smorgat Rebbe, Smorgat Tzaddik, Smorgat Dos, Smorgat Kleider. And there was room, you could lay azoy. But the closer they come to Mashiach, become pain, the attraction comes every minute, every second, nothing in the world helps. Only one thing helps, the Rebbe Shlomo is there. And that's the Gula Shleva. How long will it take? It doesn't have to be tomorrow. It could take maybe 10 years and 20 years and 50 years. We don't care. We take whatever Hashem gives. We take what Hashem gives. Al tach karach rasidus. I'm not trying to, again, because if it's not, you live it false relief on your own concept. The real thing is, Hashem is there. When it came to patch, Hashem gave the patch. This is called bitoch. And al tach karach, lech techach rabamid, but we have unknown destiny. And I'm saying it to the purpose, and Baruch Hashem, you're graduating class, that you should be able to understand and to that because we really don't know what is awaiting us. We really don't know what is awaiting us. Hopefully Hashem should be with Chesed and Rachman, but when so many Jews still have to be waken up, I'm not talking now Jews in the Grimlish village. I'm talking about in Borough Park and he thinks that look the Allah Petch of the Allah Zachen, and still the people are still into Mishigas and to Gashmis and to try to run away of this. And if you look at your immediate family, if you look around, you happen to have tzuras, you happen to have daily pain, and because of that you come to classes and you hear what you're supposed to hear, but everyone's supposed to hear it. And those people don't hear it. Those people don't come to seminars because, I don't know because why. They're deserving less than you, they deserve less than I don't think so. They're Yidden. So, hey, Mashiach Hashakim Amar, I'm all ready, I feel already the labor pain. That person doesn't feel the labor pain. So how do I know Mashiach Kim Amar? I really don't know. But what I'm saying, Baruch Hashem, I'm not at the steering wheel. Baruch Hashem, Hashem is running my life, Hashem is running Klal Yisrael's life, and I'm going after you blind, lech techach b'midbar, and I trust you. Whatever you put in our peklach, everything, we're accepting. That's the tochen. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu will tell us after Mashiach, and after everything, koyim Hashem zechavti lach, lech techach b'midbar. You went to the spiritual wasteland with an unknown destiny, not understanding. We don't understand what's going on. And that's one of the reasons being told before Mashiach will come, they're going to become a generation of orphans, not tzaddikim, not the HaKodesh. You haven't got to who to turn, you haven't got to who to run, and wouldn't know because then you need bitochen. Because if not that is a mensch, you could hold on to, Hashem is missing out. Every time we go, there's still a doctor, there's still a hope, there's still a medicine, there's still a dose. There was never a time that we were affected so much with this billionaire, because the billionaire crank had cancer, it's AIDS, it's all kinds of things, which has absolutely no cure, and it throws the person immediately into Yish Nebuch, when things happening. Is again, it has a negative side to it, because of Yish, you're not mispallel, you gave up, but it has a positive side to it, that you've been thrown right in the letter of HaKodesh Baruch Hashem. There's no point, I'm not relying nobody, only on you. And if I rely on you, by you Hashem, there's no such thing as a cold and as a cancer. For you Hashem is a cancer, and a cold is a kini Hashem Rasecho. Either it's derech hateva, there's no derech hateva. But Hashem, for you, everything is chutz mederech hateva. My teva, my nature is also chutz mederech hateva. And the same thing is, that sometimes, this is the other message, if it comes a person to an age, because of the year, because whatever the doctor said, because everything said, that l'chored is derech hateva, there's no way to expect any more but very geholfen. But if you really throw in Hashem's hand, Hashem, this by you is everything is chus mederech hateva. And therefore, I'm relying still on you. I'm relying, and in this reliance is birth. The fact, the end time we spoke, the fact that it's not going to happen, is the answer is it doesn't happen because the birth is somewhere else, the printout is somewhere else. And the fact sometimes could happen. And it's true, it happened that in 1 week, two special Choshev ladies gave birth to two twins, girls, 22 years after the Chassan, they were well over the 40, both of them. And then 22 years after that. Now, if they would give it up 2-3 years ago, they would have never done anything about it. Now, of course, there's many other stories which they didn't get the babies, and they will not have babies, again, that means to say. But the effort which a person is putting out is delivering children. A sakta v'piri v'riv is not delivering a baby. Sakta did you do to deliver? And you didn't deliver, not necessarily goes in marriage. A single person is doing everything properly just to get married in a proper way to build a family. Everything to disrespect is a sakta. This is Esa Katera. And this is and interestingly, in today's time, if you make the broch of Lavsak B'Divrei Torah, are you busy with Esa Katera? The majority of people today is zulot. In the old age, the majority of people is suffer for learning Torah. The zulot fed them out. And even the zulot, most of the day they learned, the few hours they worked. Today, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the Esa Torah very in a different way. We have all busy in Torah, most of the people work all day long. And the minimal part is really the Torah itself, but everything is a chon, everything is building the Torah. Same thing is also in Esidu Piri, even every other aspect of life. That you should, for not one moment should you look at yourself as failing in the midst of Piri Viriv, because you're Oisek in it. And how do you know that you're Oisek in it? Because you have bitochen that you know everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Kodesh Baruch Hu set you up, and this is your mission, that's what you're doing. And by getting the relief of that, you're doing what you have to do, and you can confront it. That's the greatest avoda. Lech techach v'eretz lo yezaruah. Al tach karach ha'residus. And don't have to know what's going to be tomorrow, what will be, how will it be. El kol mashiach v'lecho tega, anything that Hashem brings on you, I'm accepting it. Obviously, what should we do? We're speaking madregas, what we are simple people, but how many more simple people like you does Hashem have? I think many more, not too many more. Everyone is simple. And there's the greatest of the Mashiach side, that every simple person could bring Mashiach. Every simple person could get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't underestimate yourself. Obviously, you're picked and chosen. Hashem gives you the problem, gives you the hurt, and the only relief is Hashkofa, the only relief is Torah. No other pill works anymore, but Hashkofa means the Baruch Hashem is reconnected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone a question? Yes?
What do you do when you know that you're aware that everything is Menachemayim, and you find your Yetzer Hara pushing towards top form? You that's how I want you to get involved in Godsmiths, do anything, and almost, I'd say, like, sometimes I feel it's like a little bit like a child who's angry at a parent, who every once in a while, when he forgets that he's supposed to be angry, he smiles up at the parent and he's grateful, but then he goes off and busily gets involved with his thing and, you know, he's still angry at his parent. And in this case, I think it's not even a conscious anger, but a realization that if you're pushing away the guitar phone, there must be a reason or something.
We can't continuously grow. A person, we are here to grow in Bitochen, grow in everything, grow in Yerushalayim. Everything we have to grow. There's no platoon. As long as we're living, we have to grow. And there's no straight growth. There's always a leader in your readers. And every time when you feel what you said now, if you're a reader, in order to fight back, so put on a tape as well and fight back. And one other thing which is here, we have to make the exercise of Bitochen, or everything which you heard now, not when you're down. You have to make when you're up and high, and this has to go continuously. We have to think about it continuously. Continuously, have to be cycled about it. This is called Shvisi Hashem and Negdi Tzomit. Shvisi Hashem, it's very interesting, I'm going to give you a new pshat. Posh pshat is Shvisi Aput, a place. Hashem, and Negdi front of me, Tzomit continuously. Hashem is always front of me. You see, Svardim Dam, they have a certain safer, they have a certain paper with Hashem's name. And I'll give you a good pshat. Shvisi Hashem. I placed Hashem in front of me. Why? The negative, but all my oppositions.
Ah.
We have hundreds of oppositions in our day. And that is Tomit. Tomit, the negative brings Shvisi. Shvisi means I acknowledge. Shvisi means I placed. I acknowledge Hashem. How? The negative, through my oppositions which I have in life. If everything is smooth, there's no Hashem. And if there's a negative, there's Shvis Hashem, Tomit. Tomit is always there. The negative is, you are in a matter of negative, right? You, nature fights you, the natural, what you deserve is not there. You're continuously hurting. So what is there? What, you should hurt continuously? That makes it Shvis Hashem, Tomit. Hashem is always in your life. But if you have that Tomit, you can't fall down. The minute you forget about Hashem, you fall down. So when you fall down, you remind yourself, I forgot about Hashem. So you have to rejuvenate, you have to rebuild it. And then start going even further, faster, higher. That brings it, that delivers that. I just want to remind you, those who don't know, next week we have a seminar in Yiddish. Bring your husband. And even you wear already once, twice a seminar. I think a seminar, people have to attend it at least once, twice a year. It's like a rejuvenation, a recycling, a regeneration of a chizuk. Even if you hear the same thing, most likely it's never the same thing. And even if the same thing, the dam also the same thing, so it is also the same thing. But we need a lot of chizuk. And or if you don't have to come, because Baruch Hashem you're mechuzuk, make sure to bring other people. It's a chizuk seminar, not chizuk, it's a chizuk, not a chizuk. Good day, good night.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.